Welcome to the Kosafa Show with Mark Gleason and Nick Say.
Welcome to this special episode of the Kosafa Show, where we'll hear from the winners at the inaugural Kosafa Awards for 2023 that were recently held in Johannesburg. It was a glittering occasion with some of the biggest names of Southern African football, past and present, all on hand to celebrate our successes in the region. We were only missing the Men's Player of the Year, Percy Tau, and Women's Player of the Year, Rachel Kundananji, who were both preparing for their club commitments in Egypt and the United States, respectively. So let's start with the thoughts of Kosafa Men's Coach of the Year, Rulani Mokoena.
Coach, congratulations. Number one, you and the squad, you came in and clean sweep. But first, let's speak about the fashion. Ronwen came and said he was inspired by you. He looks snazzy. Yes. What was your inspiration?
Ronwen.
He didn't say that.
Ronwen inspired me. I just tried to adhere to the invitation. It spoke about a black tie event, so tried to stick to the invitation.
And congratulations to you, number one.
Thank you very much.
Players, including Andile from the ladies team.
Yeah.
How important is this night?
It's an important night. I think it reflects the amazing work that Mamelodi Sundowns as a football club is doing, and everybody involved. I mean, individual awards are only but just a reflection of the contribution of everybody, from the kitchen staff to the groundsmen to the security guards to the board, our chairman and the Motsepe family, and then the special group of players that I happen to represent. This award, in fact, is for them because, as I always say, the game of football belongs to the football players.
Kosafa, its importance, coach, to the introduction of, you know, players to the international stage. You know, how important has it been? And especially when you look at Sundowns and how many of them, including Utakabe today, has come through it as well.
No, it's amazing. Kosafa needs a lot of credit and appreciation for the work that they're doing, not only for professional football, you know, and when I mean professional football, I talk from a club level, from an international level, also with the Kosafa Cup. But really with regards to youth development, you know, and the work that they are doing in the SADC region to help uplift developmental football, invest in coaches, invest in referees, and they need to be commended for an outstanding job.
Coach, also, you look at the category itself. Was it a tough one in your opinion?
A very tough category. I think all the other nominees and my fellow colleagues, I mean, Coach Benjamin has done incredible work with the Namibian national team, and Peter Shalulile. And Coach Morena has been exceptional, not only with Joaneng, but his journey and even his contribution with the junior national teams in South Africa, the Kosafa national team with South Africa. He's done some very, very good work, and they deserve special mention and recognition.
Also, Coach, Kosafa, with the work that they are doing in terms of women's football and seeing how Sundowns is always performing, Coach Jerry was nominated even though he didn't win. Andile won, you know, and there was another South African girl in the group as well. In terms of women's football and seeing how Sundowns is doing and competing even on the continental stage.
Yeah, women's football is the future. Everyone says it and it sounds cliche, but if you look at the amount of interest that's being generated, the amount of work that's been put in to try to develop women's football is incredible. And so we all believe that the game of the future is the women's game.
Coach, what kind of a week has it been? You wrapped up the league with a handful of matches to go. You come here, the players have done well. We're definitely still going to finish off. What kind of a week has it been at Sun?
A fantastic week. It's a reflection on everyone that's involved. I'm so proud of the football club in its entirety. Congratulations to them. I'm so proud of the football players and so proud of the technical team. And really, 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 this is a great recognition for everyone involved in the football club.
Thank you, Coach. Congratulations again.
Thank you very much.
We now move on to hear the thoughts of Dr. Desiree Ellis, who won the Women's Coach of the Year Award.
Coach, congratulations. What a year, from getting the honorary doctorate, Kosafa Coach of the Year. How are you feeling?
Look, I'm really excited, but I must also give credit to the rest of the team. You know, I don't work alone. I have a fantastic group of technical staff, support staff. as well as, you know, extra staff, and to the South African Football Association for the opportunity, to our sponsor Cecil. We have been absolutely fantastic, you know, and of course to the players, you know, they make us look good. So to the coaches out there who work in the league, who work 24/7, they make our job very easy. So a big thank you to everyone.
And also the colleagues in the same category, Coach Jerry, Coach Bruce as well. A tough category, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yes. I was asked earlier, I said, well, I think any one of us can win it, you know. Coach Jerry has done fantastic with Mamelodi Sundowns, going back to reclaim, you know, the CAF Champions League, winning the league title on numerous occasions. Coach Bruce has shown his quality, you know, going to the World Cup and now going to the Olympic Games, second successive Olympic Games. So it shows that the COSAFA is rich in history, rich in talent, and rich in coaching talent.
And also, Coach, you have been part of the COSAFA for a very long time. The importance of it and also the introduction of the girls to the international stage, how immense has it been, and also in extent to like the growth of women's football in the country?
I think it has been huge, you know. I think it's one of the zones that has done a lot for women's football. Is one of the zones that first brought in the U-17s, brought in the U-20s. And we see the likes of Nkolo coming through it, and a big star in Banyana Banyana. And it's an opportunity for us to test players, you know, at the first stage of international football. And a lot of them have gone on to play at World Cups, to play at Olympics. So COSAFA have been really fantastic in that. And a big, big thank you to Sue for creating that opportunity, you know, for us to play year in, year out, and for us to be able to test our players and to give everyone an opportunity to make sure that we're ready for the next competition.
Coach, you've been awarded everywhere. To be awarded in the South, where it all begins, this occasion being the inaugural one, how big is it?
I think it's huge. I think, you know, sometimes we don't get recognition, you know, but it's fantastic that COSAFA's come up with the first COSAFA Awards, and for me being the first recipient of it is fantastic. But I've got to take my hat off to everybody that works in women's football. You know, this trophy is not mine alone. It's to everybody that I work with, you know, the technical team. You don't get to see them, but they do such a lot of work behind the scene. Goalkeeper coach, assistant coach, fitness trainer, you know. Then you have the medical staff. Then you have the support staff that do a fantastic, fantastic job. And, of course, the players, because without them, you know, we can't be rewarded and awarded. But nonetheless, we don't do it for awards and rewards. But we speak about teamwork, and the team does well. Individuals stand out. And I'm just blessed that tonight I'm one of those individuals.
Andile gets the award. Kaylin is nominated in the same category. How big is that, also considering the kind of year she's had?
I think it's fantastic. We're blessed that we have two top quality goalkeepers. You know, I remember Kaylin playing at the 2018 WAFCON, Andile playing at the 2019 World Cup, Andile playing at 2022 WAFCON, but Kaylin playing at the World Cup. So the competition that they have given each other has really raised the level. You heard tonight how Andile, you know, says thank you to Kaylin for pushing her, and that's what we have in our team. One another, the players pushing each other all the time to make sure that we are history makers and that we can get the success that we had. Yes, the biggest disappointment is not going to the Olympic Games, but we gave everything that we had to go to the Olympic Games, and that was unfortunate. But we'll use that to drive ourselves again, like we used 2020 to go out and win the WAFCON.
Lastly, Coach, the upcoming friendlies as well. Is this motivation with everything that has been happening this year as well to say there's a lot to fight for, girls? Yes, missed out on the Olympics, but there's still a lot to play for this entire year.
No, most definitely. You know, don't go onto the field to lose a game. You know, you go onto the field to win the game, but if you don't take your chances and other teams better, then you've got to give credit where it's due. But now it's another opportunity to restart the game. It's an opportunity to look at players. It's an opportunity to give others a chance, because we're always looking at making the core group bigger. Otherwise, we wouldn't have the likes of Ntabiseng Magia already having a WAFCON medal, you know, at the age of 18. You know, Sibolele and Karabu going to two successive World Cups, 2017, Under-17 World Cup in 2018, and the Senior World Cup in 2019. And that is the opportunity. So always looking at refreshing the squad, and this opportunity to play two friendlies against Senegal will give us that opportunity to test more players.
Former Banyana Banyana stalwart Janine van Wyk recently became the most capped international ever from the African continent. She was given a Lifetime Achievement Award for services as a player.
How are you feeling tonight?
No, I feel honestly very privileged and blessed to have picked up such an award, being recognised by COSAFA Cup for recognizing my hard work throughout the years of the national team. It's been 17 years serving my country, serving Africa, and just being recognized for it tonight has been amazing.
With a career that spent 17 years and with it having started at COSAFA, how immense has it been to your career? And I mean, like, when you retired on a high, smashed a record as well. How immense has the organization been?
No, I mean, there's many competitions, COSAFA Cup competitions that I played. I remember 2011, we played in Zimbabwe. I had one of my most incredible tournaments, won the COSAFA Player of the Tournament in 2011. It's still a fond memory of mine. Still have many pictures of then, but being recognized already then, it just shows that COSAFA really come on board and recognizing excellence. And from a young age, playing such competitions, being, you know, these are the competitions that actually make you become that top athlete. Competing year in, year out at this level allows you as an athlete to grow and develop. And can't be more thankful for COSAFA for allowing those competitions to be there and be present for so many years.
Being awarded elsewhere is one thing, but to be awarded where it all started, Jay, and then you look at the future of women and how far women's football has come. And you know that when they started, especially with women's tournaments, not a lot of people might have had the confidence to say they will stick around. So do you see this event also growing as big as everything that COSAFA has done?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's the first time that I'm actually such at a prestigious COSAFA event, and it's amazing to see the growth, just not only women's football, but as organizations like this coming in and being on board and recognizing top athletes, top teams, organizations, coaches. It's important for us as people that, you know, strive to be the best each and every single day, putting in the hard work and getting recognized for it. So, yeah, congratulations to COSAFA. Thank you to COSAFA for being there all these years and growing with us.
And how's coaching life?
Coaching life is, it's okay for now. You know, it's very different to playing. You know, when you're a player, you just focus on yourself. When you become a coach, you focus on 25 different personalities and that you're trying to manage their emotions as well as your own emotions. So it's not an easy job. You know, when we as players, we always think, why can't coach do that? Why is this decision not this way? But now that I'm in those shoes, I see why that it's a very difficult task. But I'm enjoying it. I'm on the side of the pitch. I'm loving what I do, and that is just being passionate about football, giving back, sharing my knowledge and my experience with the youth and upcoming players. So I'm happy where I am.
Kaylin also getting the nomination, even though she didn't win, and everything that also Andrea said about it. How immense is this also for JVW as a team, and you know, in terms of also motivation for the season that's currently going on?
Kaylin's a fantastic person, fantastic character. You know, it's always been very tight between her and Andile throughout the years, and it's healthy competition. You see them recognizing each other even on stage, and Andile, you know, thanking Kaylin for all the support that she's been giving and vice versa. So for us as JVW, having Kaylin on board and having one of the best goalkeepers in the country with us, it inspires a lot of young girls at the club. She's just that character that is a great role model to the youngsters. But she has a long career still ahead of her, that her career has only just kicked off. And is starting to flourish and bloom, and I can't wait to see what more she has in store for to serve the country.
The safest hands in Southern Africa, Ronwin Williams, claimed the Men's Goalkeeper of the Year award. The Bafana Bafana and Mamelodi Sundowns glove man gives his reaction.
Ronwin, congratulations. This is COSAFA TV, the night on its own. One, you look snazzy. What inspired the look? Let's start there.
My coach. I saw a photo of him when he was dressed up in a suit, and I thought, you know, I like that look, you know, but I just changed the bow tie. He had a nice slim fit tie, so yeah, it was inspired by my coach.
And congratulations, had you expected this single competition you are up against in the category?
Yeah, obviously it was tough. Both keepers have done extremely good work, and I'm glad and I'm happy, you know, that the goalkeepers are getting the recognition, but I think I've done fairly well over the last year or so, you know. So I'm just glad and happy that I could be the recipient. But in saying this, you know, I gladly accept this award and all of my teammates, you know, at Mamelodi Sundowns as well as Bafana Bafana.
How important has it been as an organization to international football for a lot of players in the region?
Yeah, I mean, what COSAFA has done, you know, the grassroots, what they've done for Southern Region football is amazing. You know, props to them, and they must keep going, because I mean, if you look in the England Premiership, there's so many players, you know, from the Southern Region playing there. I mean, when we grew up, we looked up to Benny McCarthy, Mark Fish, Stephen Pinnar, and all of them were part of the English Premiership coming from the Southern Region, you know. So what COSAFA is doing, you know, we're thankful and we're grateful for giving us the platform to expose our talent.
Two last questions. Second last one. Seeing the representation at the AFCON of COSAFA also, how wonderful was it?
Amazing, amazing. I was so happy to see us, to have so many Southern Region teams there, COSAFA Region team. It's amazing. It shows that we've got something good going, and we need to keep it like that, you know, so that we can inspire our people, you know, from the COSAFA region. So, and to see Namibia and Bafana Bafana, you know, going as far as they did, you know, amazing. So we need to keep going, and I wish them all well.
And you and Angile, it's a clean sweep in terms of goalkeepers at Mamelodi Sundowns. What do you have to say, especially with the women's team, how they've been performing as well?
Amazing. Huge congratulations to her. But as well as Kaylin Swart, you know, you could even hear in Andile's speech, you know, for thanking Kaylin. You know, the bond that we have as goalkeepers, it's amazing, you know, because we know it's a lonely position, you know, so the love that we have, yes, we are competing, but we know we need each other's love and support. And I'm just grateful that I know both of them on a personal level, and what they do, they inspire me, you know, with all the achievements. And I'm just thankful that I know them on a personal level, and huge congratulations to both of them.
Congratulations.
It was a South Africa and Sundowns double as Ndidi Dlamini took home the Women's Goalkeeper of the Year prize.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
With the kind of year you have had, first of all, how are you doing? The last time we heard you were not feeling well. How are you doing? And congratulations, how are you feeling right now?
Firstly, I'm extremely grateful and I feel very happy. Healthy. I've always been, you know, I think right now I'm just grateful to God. I'm grateful to God for the amount of work that we put in as a team, Mamelodi Sundowns as well, because I performed well, you know, at the club playing COSAFA, won COSAFA with great stats and went on to play in the Champions League with great stats as well, you know, not conceding. And for me, I wouldn't have done it alone, promise you. You know, it's because of my teammates, because of my hard working coach, you know, that doesn't sleep at night and makes sure that, you know, he finds how the opponents play. And I think that's difficult. And also for the national team, you know, without my national team, I don't think I would be the person that I am as well. You know, they've groomed me into a strong human being that I am today. And I believe that my teammates are wonderful. You know, the people that work behind the scenes are also wonderful. You know, I'm a leader because of the people surrounding me. And I believe that this happened for a reason, you know, because of the hard work that we put in as a team and also my teammates at the national team.
How important or how integral has COSAFA as an institution been, and especially to women's football? We're considering that you have to go through COSAFA championships for the Champions League and also the introduction to the international stage on the national team side.
You know, being supported by your region, firstly, is something that's extremely massive and something that's needed. And COSAFA has done that, not only in my career, but in a whole lot of girls' careers. And we needed to play COSAFA, you know, for us to qualify for the Champions League, you know, for the main Champions League. And for me, I think that you need you know, your region to be there for you, to inspire you before you get to the, you know, bigger stage of Africa, you know. You need your own to inspire you. So they've inspired me. They've groomed me. When I say literally groomed, they have, you know, from a very young age to the oldest age that I am at right now, which is 32, from a very young age of 18 years old, you know. And for me, I think it was needed for me to walk that stage, and they've paved that way, and I'm extremely grateful to be a part of COSAFA.
And also, let's talk about the league a little bit. The Hollywood Bets Super League has started. With how Sundowns has done, how do you feel about that?
Thank you so much. The Hollywood Bets has started. Our team is doing great. We can't win all the games, but we're playing extremely well, playing as a team. And I'm extremely proud of each and everyone's hard work at training. Also in the team, you know, when we play our games, the focus and just the talent that's at Mamelodi Sundowns as well, the youngsters and the senior players, the gel that's in the, like, for me, I feel like we are in the right track. We just have to make sure that we maintain. It's not easy playing as a champion because everyone wants to beat you, but the concentration that we have in the team will get us far.
The fourth recipient on the night from Sundowns was Tapelo Maseko, who claimed the Men's Most Promising Player Award for those aged 20 and under in 2023.
Tapelo, first of all, you look great. What inspired the look? Let's start there.
Yeah, it's from Zalet Loving. I was celebrating Africa by the awards, obviously. So yeah, it was from Zalet Loving.
How do you feel? Did you expect this? Looking at who you were nominated against?
Yeah, I think I stood a chance, but yeah, it was tough competition. But yeah, kudos to them, to the other nominees in there.
And for you, what does this mean, having looking at how you did in 2023?
It's been a good year for me. 2023 has been the best year of my career so far. And I'm very proud of the people who have been supporting me nonstop. I'm very grateful for them. And yeah.
Kosova has been very integral in terms of bringing up and introducing a lot of players in the international stage. Would you say it has been the same also with your career internationally?
Yeah. Because the first time I got picked by the national team, I was playing the Kosova Cup. My first Kosova Cup. And yeah, it was a nice tournament, but unfortunately we got knocked out in the first round.
There was also success for Malawi as 17-year-old Letitia Chinyamula went home with the Women's Most Promising Player Award.
Congratulations. How are you feeling? And what does this award mean to you, especially having been part of the team and won the Kosova Women's Championship last year?
So I can say today is my special day because I didn't expect to receive this award. So this award is very meaningful to me because it has made maybe some girls outside to keep believing in themselves that they can achieve anything with work hard and dedication.
Are you taking any inspiration from players like the Chawinga sisters as well?
Yes, I take.
Thank you, congratulations.
Thank you.